Shalom, welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we read Psalm 99. This second song, the final song in the unit of five Coronation Psalms, it begins with the same words and same similar ideas to Psalm 97. Hashem Malach, God reigns. Let the nations tremble, Yirgazu Amin. When God appears, it is an earth-shaking experience. Nature trembles, nations fear, and there's a bit of uncertainty as to what the future will bring. Rashi once again attaches an eschatological tint to the psalm, stating that it must be referring to the final battles where the world will have its day of reckoning. Rashbam, however, refused to see this as an end-of-day psalm. Rather, it describes a time when the presence of God is felt in the world and the reactions are swift. Adonai Malach Yigezu Amrim, Yoshev Kruvim Tenu Ta'aretz. Lord reigns, the people tremble. He sits on the Kerubim. Let the earth be moved. In Exodus 25, in describing God resting his presence in the camp in Israel, it notes that the presence rests above the cover between the Kruvim. I will meet you with you there, and I will speak with you from above the cover and between the cherubs that are on the Ark of Testimony, all that I command you to the children of Israel. This is the first reference to the different nature of the psalm from its predecessor. Israel, here, will take center stage. We should note that a difference between the openings of Psalm 97, where God's presence elicits a joyous land, Tagel Haaretz, versus our psalm, where the land trembles in fear, Tanut Haaretz. Perhaps it is due to the realization of the world that God's presence in the world is not going to be everywhere. Rather, it will be directed at Israel. It will be located in Zion, his home, his headquarters. Adonai v'tzion gadol v'ram hu al kol amim, yodu shimcha gadol v'nora kadoshu. The Lord is great in Zion. He is high above all the peoples. They will praise your great and awesome name, for it is holy. God in Zion is great above all nations. Well, this is obvious. Yet Radak explains, when he sits in Zion and judges the nations, he will be seen as great amongst all the nations, Yit Gadal, and they will recognize the great. Sforno adds that the nations of the world will finally realize this and state it thus. They will praise your great name. God reigns. That involves his imminence in the world in a more tangible way. That brings justice and judgment, that elicits joy and trepidations throughout the world. Among the people in the world are the Jews, who also rejoice, but also fear. God, though, makes it clear that his resting place is in Zion with the Israelites, and that is a cause for specific celebration from our nation. And that is the theme of this psalm. Va'oz melech mishpat ha'hev ha'takonanta me'sharim mishpatu tzedakah b'yakov ha'ta'asita. Ramu Adonai lehenu v'shtachvu l'adar maglav kadosh hu. The might of the king who loves judgment, you establish equity, you execute judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord of our God and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. We Israel rejoice in God's chosen place to judge the rule and prepare ourselves for this great responsibility, which comes with great rewards. Thus, we call out to the Lord our God and bow down in his holy place, where his presence rests. Verse 5 is repeated. Verse 5 is repeated at the end of the psalm, with the only change being turning God's name, which is in the objective form, the second time, saying Ki Kadosh Hu, for God is holy, to the possessive form, Eloheinu, our God. Moshe v'Aaron b'Kohanav, Shmuel b'Korei Shmo, Korim el Adonai v'Hu Yaneh. Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel was among those who called out upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. B'amud Anan yidaber lehem shamu adatav v'chok natan lamo. Spoke to them in a cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies, the statute that he gave them. Adonai Eloheinu atani tam el nosei yitalem v'nokem alilatam. You answered them, O Lord our God. You were a forgiving God to them, that you took vengeance for their wrongdoings. And what is that reward of being in the select group of adherents to God? What is gained in living a life of service in God's proximity? In the famous words of Rabbi Judah the Nasi in Pirkei Avot, a seeing eye, ayin ro'ah, a listening ear, ozen kashevet, and all of your actions are written in the book. The notion of a listening ear is presented very clearly in the psalm, God's answer to our call, which is one of the fundamental desires in the entire Psalter. Here it is, stated as a matter of fact. Moshe and Aaron were collectively considered the priests of God, despite the fact that at some point their roles were split up. What unites them is their having a listening ear from God to their calls, prayers, supplications. In this regard, Shmuel is the prophetic counterpart to that biblical distinction. As Ibn Ezra said, when Shmuel called out, God answered immediately like them. Immediate answer is probably the single greatest reward one could have from a special relationship with God. Consider how often the psalmist has cried out to God saying, "How long? Why do you not answer?" The reference to a cloudy pillar is probably from Exodus 33 when God spoke to Moshe, and in Numbers 12 when the cloudy pillar descended to respond to the calls of Aaron and Miriam. Rashi quotes a midrash which included Shmuel in the cloudy pillar revelation. Verse 8 emphasizes the relationship and turns to God in first person. Atanitam, you, God, answered them, forgiving them, here reference to Aaron, and took vengeance on their detractors. Vinokeim al alilotam. Some say it's referring to their own misgivings and wrongdoings, but I prefer it refers to those who were against them. Ramu Adonai Eleinu Vishtach Vilar Kacho Ki Kadosh Adonai Eloheinu. The final verse, exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. Paralleling verse 5, this final verse concludes the psalm in a powerful and personal manner. Similar to the phrase Hadom Raglav, God's footstool, is Har Kodesh, his holy mountain, as a continued reference to the notion that God's presence, the topic being discussed for five psalms, finds its home in Zion, in the temple, between the Kruvim, responding to the prayers and calls of the prophets, priests, and average Israelites. But in a final turn towards the nationalistic, unique position of accepting upon ourselves chosen status, we conclude in one final sweeping expression of possessiveness, Eloheinu, our God, hearing our calls, answering our prayers. With these words, we conclude the coronation section. Now, although Psalm 100, the next psalm, does include some interesting parallels to this unit, which perhaps led the Sephardic tradition to conclude Kabbalat Shabbat with Psalm 100, not Psalm 29, which is a custom in Ashkenaz. Nevertheless, to review, Psalm 95 opens with a call to rejoice in the presence of God, to sing, greet, and be joyous in God's coronation. A new song is warranted in the psalm, and Israel triumphantly accepts upon itself the distinction of calling out in song to God. But Psalm 95 cautions us and reminds us that in order to have the honor of calling out first to God, after all, the entire world should call out and does, it must be up to the task. It must accept the mission into two, sorry, it must accept the mission of being God's chosen people. It must not test God, not sin. They can't eat their pie and have it too. Thus, the subsequent four psalms divide into two groupings, the entire world, and Israel is among them, versus the house of Israel, led by its prophets, who have walked in God's ways, have steered the nation to follow God's commands, and have thus been rewarded in that vital element in religion, calling out to God and having God respond. A fitting last verse calls on our compatriots to call out and raise God up, bowing down on his holy mountain. Ki Kadosh Hashem Eloheinu, for he is holy, the Lord, our God.